Money running short, body acting crazy. Neighbors don't know what to do. Shabrakalete basata. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Strife going on in the family. Strife going on in the church. Strife going on in the job. I bind it in the name of Jesus. That's what you're supposed to be saying. You're not supposed to be spreading it. You're supposed to bind it. Hallelujah. Shabrotele hasatalabaha. And you pray in the Holy Ghost until you know, without a doubt that you know God has heard your prayer. I read something in relation to that, and it said in Lamentations, it said many of us leave the closet before we ever get a chance to hear what God says. It said we live in a N-E-N-O second. That's 1/1,000,000,000th of a second time frame. Lord, I thank you for healing me. Ooh, I'm still hurting. Oh, I thank you for healing me. I'm still hurting. 2 days later, Lord, I thought you healed me, but I'm still hurting. We got this thing, though, and it's your choice. It's all right to go to the doctor. I've been praying about that too. Be led. I'm going to help somebody out here. Last 2 or 3 years, I didn't take a flu shot. I didn't think it. I did not think it. It just came up out of me one day. I'm going to take that flu shot. And I did. That'll set somebody free. Whether you do or not, it's up to you. It's what you're led to do. But stay with the word of God. Stay with the word of God. What works for me might not work for you. There are people in here that like grapefruit. And they eat them every few days. And take that Bragg vinegar and some other stuff. And my body won't tolerate that. I used to try to eat grapefruit. My body won't tolerate that. So you do what is good for you. But pray it out in the Holy Ghost. Listen, you don't ever have to worry about anything. Say, worry about anything. You can pray it out in the Holy Ghost. And if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost now, just say, Lord, fill me. And while I'm talking, boom, shaboka, you are start hearing something come up out of you. It'll start coming up, and you'll probably sit there and hold it. But when you go home, hey, whatever ails you, say, whatever ails me, I can pray it out. Get the answer from the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I will send you a comforter, and I'll send you the Holy Spirit, and he'll teach you all things, the Spirit of truth. The Bible says, thy word is truth, John 17:17. So if God said to do it, I must what? I started to say should be, but I don't have a choice. If God said to do it, I what? Must do it. If God says not to do it, then I what? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I must not do it. So I can't go around saying I can't stand Sally Sue, John, Jack, and I hate them. And you say you're born again. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. You cannot hate. You cannot hate. But if that hate tries to push its way into your life, I told you about when my dad died for 4 years. Grief came every year in April. Every year, a week before the 11th of April when he passed, every year for 4 years, grief would try to come and push its way into my life. And so I learned how to get rid of it forever. So if that hate, that ill will, that struggle that you are having with somebody, that struggle with unforgiveness, and you want to forgive, you may not even want to forgive. But if you are born again, and if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, that life of God in you requires that you do it anyway. How am I going to do it? Read my Bible. The If I don't forgive, God won't forgive me. Love your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Thy word, Lord, is truth. So, Lord, I don't want to. And what he said, even if I don't see it, it's still working. Even if I don't feel it, it's still working. Lord, by faith I forgive. I walk according to your word. Now, Lord, I'm going to pray it out. If you want to let it last over a long period of time, you just pray a little bit. But then you can say, God, I'm going in this closet, and your closet may be wherever. You might be out doing cleaning your house, the yard, whatever. But I'm not going to quit praying in the Holy Ghost till I get delivered from this. Hallelujah. Shabrate lebahasate. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't pay your bills. You can't give your tithe. You can't love your family. God said, I made you better than that. I gave you more than that. He said, my word is true. Just get in there and find the answer. I could play an organ if I were to give the time. Is something on? That's all. I hadn't given any time to it. I haven't given any time to it. If you don't give any time to the word, you will sound like this. Hallelujah. So the Lord says, my mercies are new every morning. I don't care what your past looks like. God said, you come to me and I'll erase it. Now, there are consequences. Sister Lucy mentioned that this morning. Sin does have consequences. You get forgiven, but you still have some consequences in the natural. Shout hallelujah. So you must be born again. You can be your best you only if you're born again and if you are filled with the word of God, and you need to, must be. I'm going to say be, must be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to live out the best life that you can have. We're so busy in that new neo-second, 1 billionth of a second time, that we got to zip, zip, zip here and there. But just decide for myself, for my life, for my family, for my church, for my country, I'm going to give time to prayer. And see, I was glad the last year I went to school, worked. It was okay, you know, I was glad to have people to ride with. When I first started down in Clay County, there were 5 of us that rode together, and then it cut down to 4, 3, 2, and then it was just 2 of us. But the last year I rode by myself, going and coming. What are you doing with your time? Turn off that radio. Sure, they're singing a good gospel song. I know you're not listening to anything else. But sometimes you need to turn that off and hear the Father God. Amen. And then number 3, Ephesians 5:18. Let's go there. That's what I said. I read that. Speaking to yourself to psalms and hymns and spiritual song, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. So Brother Hagin taught us in that book and teaches in that book. And I still admonish you, if you hadn't read that book, if you don't have that book, Tongue Beyond the Upper Room. Miss Lauren, if you go get a copy of it, I'll just hold it up so they can see it. Tongue Beyond the Upper Room. I wouldn't dare come to prayer on mornings without my book. I have it on my iPad, but I like to mark and I like to know what page we're on, so I bought me a book. And I'm getting ready to teach it in healing class. And they're just like this. They're not members of CFC, most of them. And they're just like this. And every week I think I'm going to start that week, and the Lord will give me something else because he's preparing them. And he's preparing them, I believe, to be ready to receive. And it's like, when's she going to start? When's she going to teach from the book? So that you can know how to deal in life. This book is $16. Invest $16 in yourself.